Farmers in many parts of the country have had to learn to do more with less, especially when it comes to water, whether it's due to drought or water availability.
And so we're looking into ways where if you have less water than you previously did or less water than your crop needs, we're looking into management methods that the farmer can use to try to still maximize their crop yield with less water.
USDA Ag Engineer Kendall DeYoung is among those researchers studying water stress and how it impacts crops, including timing of when water should be applied.
We're intentionally trying to stress the crop during the vegetative growth earlier in the season and during the maturity phase later in the season. And so if we can save water during those times and get more crop per drop of water, so to speak, then we're really doing more with less.
So to better understand timing, DeYoung and colleagues at the Agricultural Research Service in Colorado are turning to infrared thermometers as a way to monitor crop water stress.
Basically, what these sensors do, it's a small cylinder, maybe the size of a tube of lipstick, for example, and it scans an area and averages the temperature of that entire area. So you could point it at the ground or you could point it at the wall, and it's going to give you the average temperature for what it sees.
DeYoung says the thermometers can be placed above the crop when it is at full canopy, detecting the average temperature for the entire crop.
Now, where temperature becomes important is if the crop is transpiring, if it's using water and pulling water up through the leaves into the atmosphere, by that transpiration in the crop, it cools the crop. What happens with the crop when it doesn't have enough water is it will stop transpiring and the leaves will curl to try to slow down transpiration. And what you get is an increase in temperature.
With the temperature becoming the indicator whether the crop or areas of the crop are water stressed. Now, you heard DeYoung earlier say placing these infrared thermometers above the crop canopy would give the best temperature readings. And to do that, he suggests that in the future, these sensors would be attached to drones. In addition,
I know there are thermal camera manufacturers that are currently working on integration with smartphones. So basically turning your smartphone into a thermal camera, and it's a fairly affordable application. It would be a spot measurement, something that you would look at the edge of the field or have to go into the field to look at.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.